staff from Humboldt County's district attorneys and public defender's offices have told the Board of Supervisors they're underpaid and overworked at crisis levels. The effects of a revenue-deprived county budget were on full display at the May 13th supervisors' meeting, where county attorneys and other workers warned of staff defections due to difficult working situations. The platform for the comments is opened by Assembly Bill 2561, a state law that requires governments to hold annual public hearings on staff vacancy rates and recruitment. That gives employee representatives a chance to describe that from their perspectives. And describe they did, with County Attorneys Association Representative Carolyn Schaefer saying county prosecution and defense attorney staffing shortages are, quote, beyond the pale, with severe burnout from low pay and high workloads.
We are the lowest paid in the state. And so when we're competing with 30 other counties for recruitment, we don't stand a chance. We're not even on an equal playing field with our neighbors. And so do we expect our numbers to continue to dwindle? Or do we expect them to hold steady? We certainly can't expect them to grow. And where we are right now in terms of numbers, we are so low, we are in absolute crisis. And it's only going to get worse. And so we're asking this board for a 21% pay increase just to be on par with Del Norte County. We still won't meet the numbers that Mendocino has or Trinity, but at least we can compete, and at least we can convince people not to leave.
Staff from the county's Department of Human Resources had told supervisors the vacancy rate among attorneys is about 19% and 18% among county employees generally. But that's as of early February and is based on incomplete data. Schaefer said the DA's office's vacancy rate is actually at 39% now, with only 11 positions out of 18 staffed. Public Defender's Office Representative David Chelley said the situation is as bad in his office and has reached critical mass after escalating for years.
There's been a decay, and it didn't start last year. This is a long-term decay that's happened that has caused the district attorney's office and the public defender's office to be underfunded, understaffed. And it's getting to the point where our members are looking around at these other counties, these other job opportunities, and they're getting wandering eyes. They want to be in Humboldt County because it's a beautiful place to live, but at a certain point, there's a structural problem in how you're going to make a living and how you're going to see a future in this county, and that we're there. The vacancy rate speaks for itself, but I see in my own office people that are just constantly frustrated with the workload and the lack of staff. It's just pervasive all the time. As far as you know, the vacancy rate itself, it doesn't really go to the caseload that we deal with either. I ran my own numbers, and I'm a senior deputy, so I only deal with felony cases. And there's guidelines as to what I'm supposed to do with my job. So it's about 50 open felonies. As of last Friday, I'm carrying 113 open felonies. So more than double of what I'm supposed to be doing.
Deputy Public Defender Ryan McClurg summed up his overwork, underpay job situation by saying, quote, I work 60 hours a week, so I can't see my family and am in debt by working in the public defender's office. Pay is also low for other county employees, supervisors were told, making working for the county a comparatively unfavorable proposition. Supervisor Steve Madrone said the county is paying as much as it can, and even if current levels are merely sustained, the county will descend into debt.
You know, what we're trying to figure out is, what do we do about it? Because if we just spend money that we don't have, we put the county into massive debt at the tune of $15 million a year or something to try and maintain what we're currently doing, which is understaffed. How does that work? How do we just go into debt for $15 million in 1 year, 2 years, $30 million, 3 years, $45 million? How do we do that and be responsible to the community? I don't think we can. So what we're trying to figure out is, where do we cut costs? Is it in staff? I hope not. But we've got to try and figure that out. And so if you all have any suggestions on where we can save money and still provide services, still hold on to our staff and value them and not have them leave and go to other counties, please, we're all ears for that.
Madrone floated an idea for increasing revenue. He said if residents buy locally instead of shopping online, the sales tax revenues will stay in Humboldt. Meanwhile, he said he's struggling with this, adding, quote, "It's not a pretty picture." There was no decision before supervisors, and they voted only to receive and file the report. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.